It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Please call that number. Someone would pray for you and your needs. And I believe that you will be blessed. People are getting saved, healed, delivered, and set free. So please call. If the number is busy, keep on calling or leave the message. And we'll be more than happy to pray for you and your needs. We are studying about the ministry of Jesus Christ, especially the healing ministry. And we are learning, and we are practicing, and we are asking you to do the same. Last time we learned about the man who was born blind, and Jesus healed him completely. Today we are going to look into the one man called Jairus. This man was a religious man. He was the ruler of the synagogue. Very humble man. He had a daughter. And that daughter was 12 years old. And he had the only one daughter. And she was very, very sick. So he comes to Jesus Christ. You want to know that story? Matthew chapter 9, Mark chapter 5, and Luke chapter 8. All these three chapters will give the full story. Now when this man comes to Jesus Christ, and he fell down at Jesus' feet, and begged him to come to his house. And he said, "My daughter is very sick. She might be dead now. But I know if you come and lay hand on her, she will live." So Jesus agreed and he said, "Let's go." And they were walking. Many people were following. Jesus' disciples were following. And maybe he was going from one neighborhood, and there was one lady. She was suffering for 12 years. She had the issue of blood. And she comes behind Jesus Christ and touches thread of the garment. And she was instantly healed. And Jesus stood and said, "Who touched me?" "Somebody touched me." Can you imagine what the Jairus might be thinking? He might be thinking, "My daughter is dying. And Jesus is asking somebody who touched me and wasting my time." But he didn't say anything to Jesus. Jesus looked all around. And the lady thought, "I was doing this secretly. And now I cannot go secretly." So she comes forward and she starts witnessing. "I was having this sickness for 12 years. Issue of blood. I went to many doctors and nobody made me well, but they made me worse and I lost all of my money. But when I touched the garment of Jesus Christ, I'm healed." Jairus might be now happy. This lady had the 12 years of this problem. And that time, when my daughter is born, this lady got sick. My daughter is 12 years old, this lady is 12 years sick and she got healed. So he might have got some faith that my daughter will be healed. And they're going. Now they're close to their house. Here comes one man. He's from his own house, means his place. He comes and says, Jairus, your daughter is dead. Don't bother, Master. Now see, this is a second obstacle. Jairus might be looking at Jesus, what is Jesus' reaction is. Jairus didn't say anything. He didn't start crying or anything. He just stood there. Jesus said to Jairus, fear not. Just believe. And your daughter will be made whole. He trusted in Jesus Christ. And now they're going. They came to the house. They saw so many people crying, weeping, making a lot of noise, maybe music, sad music is going on. And Jesus said, hey, why are you people crying and weeping? The child or the girl is not dead. She's just sleeping. People start laughing at him and start making fun of him. Then he goes to inside. And he says to his disciples, I want only three people to come with me, Peter, James, and John. And all other disciples were standing outside. And then he comes inside and tells everybody to get out of the house. Only mother and father can stay. Now when Jesus Christ just went to the girl, she was just lying on that bed, dead. He touched her hand, lifted her up, and said, Talitha kumi, means, little girl, rise up. And the word of God says she stood and she walked to the parents. And Jesus said, now don't tell this story to anybody, but give something to this girl. Let her eat something. And Jesus walked away. Can you see this story? See what the parents might be thinking. They had no other chance to have another child. Only one child, and that child died. And the man comes and he got so many obstacles on the way. But Jesus says, just believe only. Do not be afraid. And your daughter will be made whole. And Jesus called that girl's spirit back to the child, and she was completely healed. Now, when you say this story to somebody, they will be saying, oh, this girl was just died. Maybe she was still alive. Jesus Christ says she is not dead. So they won't be thinking this is a miracle. But you can see this man was a religious man, had a faith in Jesus Christ. He believed that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Otherwise, he won't be coming and worshiping Jesus Christ. You remember last time we heard the story about the man was born blind? And when he got healed, he even didn't know who healed him. People start asking him, he said, well, I believe he is a prophet. They start saying, no, he's a sinner. He said, no, sinner cannot open anybody's eyes. And they even kicked him out from the synagogue. Jesus met him and asked him a question. Do you believe in the Son of God? He said, who is the Son of God? He says, I'm the one talking with you. And when he learned that Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, who had power to heal me, he worshipped him. The point I'm making, Jairus worshipped Jesus Christ. He was a religious man. Most of the Jewish religious people were not believing Jesus Christ is the Son of God. But he believed. And that's what he got. A blessing. He got his daughter to come to life. Now, the blind man didn't know Jesus, but this man knew Jesus. But the point I'm making, both of them came to know He is the Son of God, and they would never go away from Christ. They will always worship Jesus Christ. And I think they did. What I'm trying to say, if you don't know who Jesus Christ is, but if you believe that He has a power to heal you, and once He heals you, then you will believe. I prayed for Hindu people. I prayed for Muslim people. I prayed for different kinds of people. And when they got healed, and somebody asked them, who healed you? They would say, Jesus healed me. Who is Jesus? They would say, Jesus is my Lord. What point I'm making here? If you are having problems, now I'm not saying if there is somebody dead in your family, just believe and he will rise up. There are so many people do not want their dead to be raised. Some people are having so much problem with the sick people, and they're thinking when they die will be better because they are suffering. But if somebody has the one child just like Jairus, and if they say, Lord, touch my child and raise my child, and I will raise this child, I will educate this child about Jesus Christ, and I will tell him everything about Jesus Christ. I even lead him to believe Jesus Christ as his or her Lord and Savior. I guarantee you, God can raise that person or child. There is nothing impossible with God. I heard many, many pastors prayed for the dead people and they came to life. So there is nothing impossible. You just, today in 21st century, you just go to the computer and say, I want to know how many dead people got healed or came to life in this 21st century. You will see so many examples. If you are living in a village, you don't have a computer, you don't know anybody got raised from the dead, call me, write to me. We have some proofs and we will send it to you. But the point I'm making, you have to trust in Jesus Christ for your problem. I don't know how many miles this man traveled to find Jesus. And he didn't know Jesus Christ will come. But Jesus Christ came. Sometimes people are thinking, Jesus doesn't have time to hear my prayer. Jesus Christ is always there. In those days, he was in a physical form, Son of God on earth. So his time was limited. But once Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, he took your and my sickness and disease on the cross, and he rose again. Now he is in the spirit form. He is everywhere. Wherever you are, there Jesus Christ is. You can call upon Jesus. He will hear your prayer. Doesn't matter what kind of problem you have. Maybe 1 year problem, or 10 year problem, or 12 year problem. He will fix it. Now I said this man had only one daughter and she was 12 years old. I saw one lady came to me, she said, you know, my sister married to the medical doctor for 12 years and no children. Could you please pray? And I was in Gujarat state, and the lady was maybe in Delhi, far away. I said, I'm going to pray, tell her to stay indoor such and such a day, and God will hear our prayer. And you pray in your room. I prayed. Pretty soon, the lady wrote to us that she is pregnant. And pretty soon she delivered the baby boy. 12 years later, there was another lady was close to our church, and she heard God is doing miracles. She said, Pastor Peter, my daughter is 13 years old. And she said, Mommy, I need a brother or I need a sister. And she said, we tried everything. Could you please pray? I prayed. And I said, Sister, get ready and prepare something for your baby. And she started preparing everything. And one day she came, wrote a letter and put it in the mail slot, and she walked away. After that, she went to Texas. I was in Philadelphia. And so the point I'm making, she wrote to me, I am pregnant, and thank you for praying. Later on, I asked her girlfriend, maybe 4 or 5 years later, I said, the sister went to Texas, how many children she had? She said, I lost the number. I don't know how many children she had. The point I'm making, after 13 years, she had no children. God gave it to her. Jairus didn't say, my daughter is dead, we have no children. Could you please pray that my wife will have a child? He said, I want this same child to come to life. And Jesus did it. He can do anything. There was a one man, and he had one daughter, beautiful daughter. And he said, I don't want daughter. Don't bring her home. What wife will do? So later on, the baby died. Baby was maybe 1.5 years old and she died. And he started crying, his wife started crying, and the wife saw a vision, a dream. My baby in Jesus' hand. So I went and said, Sister, God already told you your baby is in Jesus' hand. Do you want her back? She said, no, she is happy there. God can give me another child if he wants. But husband was crying and crying. I said, sir, why are you crying? You didn't want that child. He said, I want my child back. But I could not pray that child should rise again, because the wife said, my daughter is in the hand of Jesus and I don't want her suffer from my husband, because he is so cruel to her. So he was crying. I said, why are you crying? He said, I need that child. I said, okay, I'm going to pray and God will give you another girl just like her. Don't hate girls. And then he said, okay, he asked forgiveness and God gave exactly the same kind of girl. And he was happy. He learned his lesson. The point I'm making, there is nothing impossible with God. He can give you children. He can raise your children. He can heal them, deliver them, and set them free. There is nothing impossible. We have to trust in God. When the children, small children, they cry, and you don't know what to do, at that time, just call upon Jesus. So, Lord, I don't know what the children, they are not talking. We don't know. You take them to doctor because they cannot make a decision. So many people, they don't take their children to hospital. And when the children die, the government send these people to jail. I tell people, you take your children for checkup. Until they are 18 years old, you have responsibility to take them to the hospital, take them to checkup. When they are 18, 19, then they can make their own decision to go to doctor or not to go to doctor, take a medicine or not to take a medicine. I'm not against any medicine. I'm not against any doctor. What I'm trying to say, Jesus Christ is a healer. Jesus Christ is a deliverer. Jesus Christ is a miracle worker. Jesus Christ is not dead. He's alive. He said, I was dead. If you read in Revelation chapter 1, verse 18, he said, I was dead, but now I'm alive forevermore. So Jesus Christ is alive. Book of Hebrews says, The book of Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8, it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. He is unchangeable God. We have to trust in Him. Whatever the problem you have, you call upon Jesus and He will answer your prayer. Or someone would say, oh, I'm not married, I don't have children, nobody's dead in my family. You don't have to have person to raise, then only you believe in Jesus. If you need a job, call upon Him. If you need a wife, call upon Him. If you need a children, call upon Him. If you need a healing, call upon Him. He can supply every needs. The Bible says our God is an all-sufficient God. David says, Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. You will not have any lacking when you have Jesus as your Lord and your shepherd. He supplies all my needs and I am not worried about anything. I am not worried about clothes. I am not worried about food. I am not worried about sickness and disease. I am not worried about finances. I believe that Jesus Christ is all-sufficient God. What is your problem? If you're facing so many trials and tribulations and problems, call upon Jesus. He will come to rescue you. I'm going to give you a chance. First of all, you need Jesus. He will save you. He will forgive you. He will wash your sins away. There is not a doctor or there is no medicine for your sin. Only Jesus Christ can wash away your sins. All the sickness, all the disease, all the problem comes because of sin. The sin is gone, you will have peace. You will have healing. You will have deliverance. And you will be never be the same. If you heard Jesus for first time, and you said, wow, that Jairus' daughter, 12 years old, died and Jesus raised her again. Her spirit came back to her. The same God can give me a new life. I'm going to pray for you. Our spirit is dead because of sin. The Word of God says Jesus Christ quickened our dead spirit. And you will have a new life, an eternal life. That life is for eternity. Let's pray. Ask Jesus to come into your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer from your heart, what happened? The dead spirit is alive. Now you have eternal life. Even though you die today, tomorrow, or any time, you are not going to go to hell. You are going to go to the presence of God. And we will have eternity with Christ. But the person who is living in sin, they die, and after death, the punishment. The Word of God says in Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27, God has appointed a day once to die after that judgment. Everybody will be judged. But once you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, your sins are forgiven, forgotten, there is no record of your sin, and then there is no judgment also for the believers. So we are happy and joyful people. You can live a healthy life on this earth And when you die, you don't have to worry. I'm not saying that everybody dies, somebody should come and raise them up. Once you had to die, all these people Jesus raised, they died again. But if you have a Christ in your life, Jesus says, if you will never die again, because you will have eternal life. I'm going to pray. If there is someone in your family, maybe spiritually dead or physically dead, Jesus Christ can raise them. If you have any sick person, touch them. You put your hand on your body and let's pray together. God can heal any incurable disease. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, if there is someone listening to my voice or watching this program, looks like a mountain, but for Christ is nothing impossible. Touch them, heal them, deliver them, and set them free. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Now, God heard our prayer. You are already healed. Just try to experience God's healing power in your body. Go and tell somebody. Go for checkup. Go to church and testify. Now, may God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.